I'm working on this right now, and it's kind of cool. What's cool about this is the guitar sounds so much more natural. It's called Church Bells by Prince Moore.
Don't you hear church bells a-toning?
It was recorded probably in the late 30s.
Don't you hear?
I just really love the tone of his voice. And you can hear his accent also.
Don't you hear church bells a-toning?
My name is Michael Graves. I'm a mastering engineer, and I specialize in audio restoration. We're at Osiris Studio in my house. The best way to describe what I do is I help really messed up recordings sound the best they can.
There ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down.
It can be music, sound recordings for record labels that reissue old recordings, or it could be oral histories from some personal collection, reel-to-reel tapes, cassette tapes, 78 RPMs, 45 LPs, and tape, reel-to-reel tape. What brings me joy is taking this raw recording and bringing it to life, cleaning all the junk away, and letting the performance really shine. And there are a lot of steps involved in that. So what we're going to look at here is an instantaneous recording. And these were really popular during World War II. The servicemen would go into these recording stations and record a little two-minute audio letter home. You could go in, they would have a record cutting machine set up, and when you get done, they give you a record. This serviceman went in, recorded his audio letter, and a few days later, unfortunately, died. This woman had her father's recording. It was a cardboard core with a lacquer surface on both sides. She didn't even know. I think she said that her and her sister didn't even know this existed. It was in the bottom of a drawer. One edge of it was folded in. There was actual cardboard fibers coming up. There were cracks all the way through it. This is a two-minute recording, but it probably took me a good hour to actually play it. You put the record on the turntable, drop the needle on it, and you sort of hold the needle, the cartridge, with your thumb, and you're using your thumb as a buffer. As it goes over these cracks, the needle wants to just bounce right off and bounce all over the record, but you're sort of using your finger as a shock absorber for these things. You think about an LP going sort of slow around. 70 RPM is going really fast, so these bumps happen just so quick, and you've got to make it stay in the groove. If it skips, I can pick the needle up, back up, put it back down. It was painstaking. I might have this hour-long recording of me just trying to get this one groove to play, but I know that once I get that word, that syllable to play, I can stitch it back together and make it sound like brand new.
I got it passed yesterday and been in town ever since. If you have good luck, it only takes an hour to get to town here.
So when I'm able to play these back, it's the first time they've heard their father's voice. It's an emotional experience. I've had so many people cry in my office because they hear these sounds that they've never heard before. It's really satisfying to know that something I've worked on touches someone so deeply. It's a great feeling.
I like the camp fine so far. I'm keeping busy so I won't have a chance to get homesick.
When I listen to a poor recording, I dissect it. I try to identify all the noises, and then you sort of know over time what order those noises have to be taken out. So let's say a record, an old 78. So what we're going to listen to here is the second track of disc 3 of Opika Pende, Africa at 78 RPM. Okay, here's the original version. First thing you do is address the clicks and pop. That's easiest to get out. And then once you take the pops and clicks away, you hear noises that you didn't hear before. You hear usually an underlying hiss or a shh sound of the record that the pops and clicks were obstructing. So then you try to address that hiss. And then there are more intermittent noises. Sometimes the more layers you take away, the more noise you're uncovering that you didn't hear before. And when you go back and listen to the original, it never really comes to the forefront of what you're hearing. So it's a really strange balancing act. Here's the cleaned up version. It's the coolest thing in the world because it's like audio archaeology. And think about someone out, you know, in the dirt just with a little toothbrush brushing away dirt. And that's really what this is. Most of the time, I'm working with musicians who are deceased. And I always think about they're here with me, you know, and I'm trying to serve them. I've had a few moments where I've been really proud of what I've done, but nobody's really going to know what I do. So I might have these little moments where I think, oh my gosh, I nailed that, but no one will ever know.